Welcome to our short story series, A Walk in the Dark. I am your host, Ray Hedden. Today's tale is entitled The Good Samaritan. In his youth, this man had been told by his parents never to pick up strangers along the highway. But I guess this man just has too kind a heart.
It's a cold, rainy night for driving. Just my luck. Oh well, such is the life of a salesman, doing cold calls in hopes they pay up for advertising. Bitch of a job, but it's a job. Now end of day and going back to my boring two-room apartment. Did make a score with a small store that's trying to hang on by his fingernails. Made them an offer they couldn't refuse. I'm used to rejection 4 times out of 5, but I'm determined to get something out of this job. The stop had been at Goodling's department store in a medium-sized town in central Illinois. Think Macy's downsized 90% quantity and quality-wise. I offered suggestions for promoting the business, and he bought it. He being the son of founder Alfred P. Goodling. Today, the son-in-law bit, and I picked up more than pocket change. Celebrated 2 martinis at a sports bar. On way home now, weather has worsened. Rain, sleet, keeping wipers busy and giving me a headache. On top of this, traffic is backed up because of construction and some idiot who has skidded knocking down dozens of red safety cones. Yeah, the blockade's finally lifted and I start to accelerate. When I see a black figure hunched on the side of the road waving feebly. Compassion picks in and I put on my blinkers and pull to the side. He looks desperate as I come to a stop. I unbuckle, reach over, and open the passenger side door, and he slides in and mumbles,
Thank you,
I think. He appears smallish, fattish, baldish, and non-threatening, and I feel as if I've done my good deed of the day. Well, not a night to be going out. Going far?
How far are you going?
Albion.
That'll do.
There was a long silence.
What you do for a living?
Salesman.
What you sell?
Advertising. My name's Ben. I extend my hand and we shake. He doesn't offer his name.
Good money in that, I'll bet.
Advertising? Not so much, really. What's your trade?
Just got out of prison about 6 weeks ago. Looking for a job. Anything around here that you know of?
Not offhand. It was a moment's worth of silence.
Bet you wonder what I was in for.
Only if you want to tell me. You don't have to, though.
No, that's okay. I hear it does a person good to talk about disagreeable things. I guess I deserved what I got.
Another stretch of silence.
Well, I'll level with you. You're a good Samaritan to pick me up. Me being a total stranger. It's like this, see? I was accused of assault and robbery. The robbery was nothing, but I hit the guy. And I hit him hard. And he fell and hit his head on concrete. I mean, he hit it hard, because I hit him hard. I'll never do that kind of shit again. 7 years in that hole was... it was a bitch, man. Know what I mean?
I can't imagine. I mean, I can't.
Bet you can't.
Wow. 7 years.
Yeah.
So, what did you do before that?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
An uneasy silence. So, what's next?
Whatever comes along.
I stiffened a bit and held the steering wheel tighter.
Nice car you got. How's the mileage?
I'm not sure. I never checked.
Smooth ride.
Yeah, well, I'm on the road a lot, so that's a plus.
I'll bet. Wish I could afford something like this.
Maybe someday you will.
I doubt it.
You never know. It could happen.
This is probably out of my league, man.
You know, when you get a job, scout around. I mean, you might be surprised what you can afford.
I ain't exactly destitute. Mom died and left me some dough.
He pats his pocket. Well, it's always nice to have a startup fund.
Yeah. I figure what I have here will last a couple of years. Maybe longer.
That's nice.
Just startup money. That's all.
A couple of quiet miles pass.
Man, I like this car. What would you take for it?
It's not for sale at this time.
I might be able to afford it, if the price is right.
not at this time.
Not at this time what?
Not interested in selling right now.
Never know what I might offer.
I didn't respond and let another minute drift by.
You know, I really like this car. What say we make a deal?
I stayed silent.
Tell you what. Why don't we pull over and let me show you what I could offer?
It sounded more like a demand. He had his hand in his right pocket. Could either be a wad of money or a 38. I slowed down and pulled off onto the shoulder and stopped. Traffic was light, weather crappy. I dropped my hands from the steering wheel and tried to remain calm.
Turn the dome light on.
I did, and I was relieved when he pulled his hand from his pocket and held a thick roll of bills.
Ain't this sweet? Bet you thought I was pitching bull, right?
I kept quiet.
Yeah. Make enough here to spell me for a while. I could probably buy 3 or 4 new cars like this one if I wanted.
That's impressive.
Damn right. But you thought I was a liar and a loser, right? Well, I ain't, man.
I can see that.
So, what do you say? Can I make you an offer?
How much do you really have there?
There's 15 grand in this hand. And another 30 in other pockets.
Okay, come on now. You're telling me you're carrying around 45 grand in cash? He digs his hand into his side coat pocket and pulls out an even bigger roll. His hands were both now occupied. Now, you know, how do I know that you don't have one big bill on top and the rest are small ones underneath, huh? He was getting agitated and pissed.
You say I'm a liar? Okay.
He slips a rubber band off of one roll and fans the bills. They are all hundreds.
So? Satisfied?
I reach under my seat and withdraw my trusty screwdriver. I transfer it from my left hand to my right, and with a rapid backhand swipe, which I've used on 2 other occasions, I drive the sharpened point through his neck. He gurgles with eyes wide open. I withdraw the screwdriver and puncture the throat again. Practice makes perfect. A flow of red spreading quickly. Done deal. Bills have spilled onto the floorboard. I rummage through his clothing and retrieve 3 rolls of currency. He was being truthful. But his wide open eyes were beginning to bug me, so I punctured them with Mr. Craftsman and tilted his head toward the passenger side window. I crammed all the money into my raincoat pockets and hurriedly jerked the key from the ignition. Settle down, I thought. You've done this before. Just drag the sucker out of the car and be on your way. I mean, this amount of money doesn't come along very often. Wow, and I knew it. Oh, I hurried outside into the rain, slammed the door, and moved to the passenger side. A fingernail breaks as I try to jerk the passenger side open, and I try again, and it won't budge. It's locked. I stare at the door and the body inside, which is probably dripping blood all over the seat by now. I hurry to the driver's side. That door is locked, too. What the? I take the ignition key and insert it into the door slot, only to find that the key has been snapped in 2. Suddenly, remember frantically pulling the key from the ignition slot. Must have snapped it in 2 then. And the damned automatic door locks. I must break the window. I search for a rock, but nothing big enough that I can see. I take off my raincoat and form a boxing glove around my hand and pound the driver's side window over and over and over, but only wind up breaking knuckles. Finally, after exhausting my efforts, I sit on the wet ground, leaning against the door and giggle. My giggles continue as I see the flashing lights of a state trooper car. Then I start laughing. My laughter increases as a second squad car pulls up behind the first. Finally, I'm relieved as I'm placed in the back seat of the first squad car, and it's warm, comforting. My laughter lowers to giggles once again, and I am damn sure that I will never, ever do that awful thing again. Maybe.
The Good Samaritan was written and directed by Bob Barry. The cast included Bob Barry and Bernard Werger. The theme music was composed by Brian Wheat. Produced at Village Recording Studio, Indianapolis, Indiana. I am your host, Ray Hedden. Join us next time for a new episode of A Walk in the Dark.